Board of Education or whatever we stand for, the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance. Secretary, please take the roll.
Sure. George Kurtka.
Present.
Dan Foley.
Here.
Deborah Borelli.
Here.
Casey Pacheco.
Casey wanted to extend her apologies. Nick had a baseball dinner that she wanted to attend, and so she's being mom tonight.
Rebecca O'Hara.
Work obligation. She wanted to let people know.
Laura Harris. Kim Marcuccio. Jim Gilday.
Here.
And Janine Netto.
Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Any additions or deletions? At the suggestion of the Vice Chair, unless there's any objection, we can move item number 11 to, which is prior to subcommittee reports, item number 4, high school graduation. There's probably a number of folks here interested in that topic. So again, at the Vice Chair's suggestion, unless there's any objection, we would move that item up. Okay. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak before the Derby Board of Education this evening? All right, please stand and state your name for the record.
Microphone.
I don't need a microphone.
It's all right. It's there.
Okay. We're part of the graduation committee at Derby High School, and we know that graduation has been a concern because the field's going to be under construction. So 2 weeks ago, our senior class voted on which locations were the best ones, and the number one choice was Nolan Field. And I know that there is a lot of opposition to Nolan Field, but we did want to let you know that I think the last Board of Ed meeting, a few community members said that there were some things that they were a little sketchy about because they didn't know if we were provided so much information. But today we revoted, and it was the exact same number. It was 51 votes for Nolan Field. And then Wittick Park, which is, I believe, the second choice, 2 weeks ago it was 14 votes, and today it was 11. So we just wanted to know your opinions about it because we know that you guys are voting on it tonight. So I didn't know if any of you guys wanted to...
If you could share with us your opinions. So.
Yeah, because we haven't really gotten a feel of what,
so
like...
I can only speak for myself, and I can certainly say that it is an item forthcoming, and before I speak for myself, and certainly open up for anyone who wishes to speak, I really want to say that I have a tremendous pride and respect, really, for the way you've conducted yourself. All the students have conducted themselves with the positive discourse that you've had on the subject, the openness information, the respectful manner in which you've articulated your opinions. It's kind of neat because, again, just for me personally, I sometimes feel that in my time here on the board that sometimes students your age don't always get involved in or engaged in the political process. So for me, that's been pretty neat. Whereas, me personally, would honor the work and the spirit that went into it, and if it was that overwhelming of amount of students who wanted it at that location, I personally would support that.
Anyone else?
All right, we're going to talk about it.
Now?
Well, he asked the question.
I pretty much feel the same way. Mr. Gilday does. I think you guys did a good job in making sure everybody had their say about it. I would like to honor
I have to say, I think you guys did a great job today. I was there just to watch the process, and I was happy to see that the vote remained the same. I was having some struggle. I had said I would support you guys, and I stood by that, and I did have some struggle just to see that there's 12 students who are not happy about where graduation will take place. But then today, when we were going over the ballots and we read that one kid said, you can take the boy out of Derby, but never Derby out of the boy, it made me feel that now, no matter where we hold graduation, Derby's there. So
yeah,
I support you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? If anyone wants to weigh in, put it out there. If not, we'll be voting shortly.
I got my vote to the seniors.
Thank you.
And I just want to, I don't want to put a damper on anything, but if we do have rain, our rain contingency would be indoors, Mr. Fisco?
Keeping the students as part of the process with our newly refurbished auditorium, we did poll the students in our last poll. The majority of kids wanted to have in the auditorium. I do want to speak with the fire marshal to see what the gym, it looks like that will hold many more people. I don't think we can actually accommodate the number of kids and dignitaries in the auditorium, even with it being refurbished. So I think the gym will win out in regards to our rain location.
Thank you.
Just trying to accommodate as many people.
Thank you, Mr. Scullin. In closing, again, we'll be voting shortly. I would just say, hey, listen, I've been excited about your engagement in the political process, and a number of us are up for election in 18 months, and you'll be 18, so. All right, thank you very much. Next up. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak?
How you doing? Rich Seekin, Mayor of Derby. Jimmy stole my thunder.
All right. You vote for him, too.
I definitely support the kids, and I think this is great that they voted on this. Logistically, I spoke to the superintendent. I think Nolan Field will be perfect for us. They have the facilities, and I think we definitely should go there. I mean, next year we'll be back, and unfortunately, one year we have to go away. But like you just saw that, take Derby. Well, Derby still in this, so. My recommendation is I hope we go with it, and I hope you all vote on that. And I think the kids are doing a great job, considering everything that's going on recently. So keep up the good work, and that's all I got to say on
that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak before the Derby Board of Education this evening? Mr. Olenowski. Only one Olenowski per meeting, sir.
Pete Olenowski, 8 Commodore Hall Drive. You guys were talking about the rain, and I was going to say, the one that I know of is the class of 85. They were out getting ready to graduate and started to pour. We all had to go into high school. And by having it at Ansonia, it is closer. All right? And this is an if. It is closer, and you would be able to at least be more organized getting over to the high school. Also, we do have it at Whittock, and it rains. Got to consider losing deposits as far as what may have been going in, put in for labor, bleachers, you're going to lose that. Okay, and to get people from that side of the town over to the high school, again, if it rains, it'd probably be a little more unorganized. As far as the gymnasium as compared to the auditorium, another thought is that if you're talking about portable bleachers, I know that my daughter, my oldest one, she had. We were in the gym, and they had the bleachers on the sides, but you're limited tickets. Let me just recommend that if you're going to get portable bleachers, if you could possibly put them up inside the gym, because there was nothing in the back of the gym. Everybody was up front when people were on the side. You can get more of the families, more tickets, if you put bleachers up in the back of the gym. And I think that you'd be able to utilize that if you're considering it's, you know, between the gym and the
sketch. Thank you, Mr. Olenowski.
Yeah. I think that Laura can remember this, that when the last rain we had it in the auditorium, but they also put the big TV monitors in the gym. And then so people could see it. Yeah, so it had a live stream, so we could always do something like that.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the public who wishes to speak before the Derby Board of Education this evening? Anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Okay, we thank everybody for coming out, and again, it's really exciting to see the attendance, people speaking before the board, so we thank you very much. Recognition, Dr. Conway and Mr. Kurtica, turning it over.
So, the month of March marks the month of recognition for your Board of Education, and I'd just like to take a minute to really further recognize what this group of individuals, mothers, as fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, does this community, for our teachers, our administrators, our staff, for you, but most importantly, for our kids. And it's through their countless hours, days, weeks, and months of listening, learning, advocating, so that we can do what's best for our kids. And while as a family, we know we are not going to and shouldn't agree, all agree, on every approach, every practice, or every response to something, we all do agree that through our trust and support for each other, we can, will, and must achieve our goals together. So I would just like to begin this recognition of recognizing how blessed I am, and I believe we all are, to have the individuals on this board who are as caring, as passionate, and supportive, providing us the direction and leadership to be able to continue to move forward as a district and as a family. So please join me in recognizing this group of individuals. We'd now like to call upon Area 7 Director, just to show you the dedication from people on this board. A couple months ago, at a CADE conference, CADE CAPS conference, so it's a combination of the boards and the Superintendents Association, there was a call for an Area 7 Director. And there was somebody in the room that I knew could carry out that call. And I approached him about putting himself out there to run for that position of Area Director for Area 7. And he did it. So I'm very proud of that. But I'd like to present to you Area 7 Director for CADE, our board member, Mr. George Kirby.
So, good evening, Dr. Conway, members of the Derby Board of Education. Like Dr. Conway said, my name is George Kurtica, and I'm here on behalf of CADE as the District 7 Director. So the district got my responsibilities for the school systems from Wallingford down to New Haven, across to Milford, West Haven, and up through the Valley. So I was just in Milford Monday to present them with an award to them. So, and recognize the efforts of the Derby Public School System and to present you with this award. Derby is receiving two awards tonight. So I want to receive it, a Bonnie B. Carney Award of Excellence for Education Communications. Entries must meet all the following criteria. First is the general criteria, which includes clarity of message, image, and consistency. Second is specific guidelines of readability, editing, graphics, type, format, presentation, design, and value of expenditure. I'm very happy to present Dr. Conway with the Award for Excellence for Education Communications for the Parent Student Handbooks for the Derby Public School System and the Derby Middle School. This entry, the Derby Student Handbooks, are developed annually for each school. They're handed out to students and are located on the district website for publication information on student rights, responsibilities, due process, and policies. CADE is an honoring school district with the Award for Excellence for Education Communications in 1975. In 2006, the awards were renamed on a longtime CADE staff member Bonnie B. Carney, in recognition of her 47 years of dedication to education focused on communications. With this award, CADE's goal is identifying honor the hardworking people and school districts for their continued efforts to communicate effectively. Congratulations, Dr. Conway.
Okay.
Public School System, and this is for the entry with social media, Derby Public School website, the YouTube account, Facebook, and 27 Twitter handles to communicate district's information throughout the district, so everybody knows what's kind of going on. So once again, I'm here to honor the Derby Public School System on behalf of CAVE with this award for excellence of educational communications. Thank you.
I'd like to now call upon Mayor Zekin to give you words.
I really didn't supposed to talk. Thank you, Doc. It's very honored. First 100 days in Derby, as you get awards. Wow. Doing a good job. But no, it's just the people that we have here doing for the children and with the families, with the parents, with the kids up here to walk. And I think this is, I go, you guys had to walk out yesterday. We never did that before. You know, when we used to walk out, we walked out. We never came back. But we, you guys are doing it for a cause. You're going to be up here voting. You're going to be at the voting age very soon. And people are looking at you now, and the country is looking at you guys. And you guys are more in tune with what's going on in this world. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. So congratulations on the board.
Good job.
Doc, I wasn't expecting to speak. But I'm getting a little better, I think. I mean, we've been together about 3 months now. I don't need any footnotes or anything like that. So, Doc, thank you. Congratulations. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
I'd now like to ask Mr. Lulo to join us. So for those of you who don't know, Mr. Lulo, in addition to everything else she's doing for our kids at EHS, she also runs our Junior Achievement Program. And we had this incredible experience last week to witness that in action. So normally we get invited to the breakfast after everything's over and the recognition that goes with that to the students. This trip, though, was an opportunity to see things in action, see kids learning, as we and adults in the room were also learning, as they show students proper ways to network in a room full of adults. And it's an extremely important skill for all of us, no matter what profession we're in, is that ability to comfortably get over the awkwardness sometimes, but to network and how to greet, how to wear your label. So it was a pretty neat experience. They then left us and went into their business challenge. And what was pretty neat for myself is I had to leave once they went to the challenge, but throughout the day then receiving updates, much like I do for sporting events, through tweets of where they were in the process. And when we get to the point in the process, and each time I receive a tweet, I'm retweeting it, and we received this tweet that they made it to the championship round. So I'm retweeting it, and then I quote the retweet with a congratulatory thing for the kids meeting the making the championship round. I actually get a text message then from a coach who's reading the tweet saying, "Doc, what's the championship?" You know, we weren't talking about sports. It was about the business challenge. They made it to the championship round, but it is through your guidance and the opportunity that you provide these students for that experience. So for that, we thank you, and now I will turn it over to you to thank our students.
I'd like to also thank JA, because they do provide me the opportunity with getting community members and local businesses into my classroom. So in the fall, we did the company program, which that's where we design and sell the pink out shirts. So they're learning how to sell items, but then they also learn the community aspect. We donated $1 from each shirt to the Valley Goes Pink. The students here that participated in that, if you could just stand when I say your name, we have Camille Droz. Molly Nash. Soleil Torres. Then Junior Achievement puts together job shadow days. So we've gone to Griffin Hospital and toured the hospital and learned about different medical careers. And then we also visited the Microsoft store in Danbury, Connecticut, learned about technology, store jobs there at the store, about Microsoft in general. And then, of course, now we just participated in the business challenge. Two of the four teammates are here tonight. And again, if you could stand when I say your name, Camille Drugs again. And then we have Xavier Ibrahim. And then now, coming in May, where students here at the high school are going to turn into junior achievement volunteers and go to Irving School to Candy LaBelle's classes and teach K through 2 JA in a day. So they'll take, you know, mini business topics, age appropriate, and spend a day there and teach those students. So it's very exciting, and I'm happy to be a part of JA. And we have two representatives here from JA. We have, I'm nervous, so I'm drawing a blank, and her name starts with an M. Melanie Strauss. And Bernadine Benedito from JA.
Second.
Second, Ms. Kurtka. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. And I will turn the program over to the back to the superintendent. Switch back to item number 3.
I would just like to thank the board for standing with the majority of the students in high school. Thank you. Okay.
I call upon Ms. Olson.
All right, I wanted to take a moment, and it actually ties in with the other recognitions that happened earlier for Junior Achievements Partnership at Irving School. So Junior Achievement started 13 years ago at Irving in two classrooms, Candy LaBelle's room and Heather Landolfi's. And a few years ago, we really saw the benefit of what was happening with our students and really made an intentional effort of getting that program expanded. We were very fortunate that Valley Foundation and some other grant providers have helped fund that programming to expand. And we've been very fortunate that Candy LaBelle has helped lead the way in recruiting volunteers. And we have special volunteers that actually serve within our district and within our community that are here tonight, and we'd like to be able to thank them and recognize them. So first, I'd like to recognize Candy LaBelle for all the work that she does. She is a second grade teacher with us, but she matches a volunteer up with every single one of the classrooms, which takes a lot of energy just in trying to sell what that program is about and how to build financial literacy and global awareness with kids. She has partnered with Melanie pretty closely, and I'm going to turn it over to her to call up all of our volunteers. I would like them to come up here so that we can take a picture of them as well. Thank you.
Bernadine, Melody, you want to come up to Melody? So I'm going to call out some people that are not here as well as some people that are here this evening. So Ann Smith, she's a relative of Holly Smith, a fourth grade teacher. She wasn't able to make it tonight. Laurel Russell from Sikorsky Aircraft. Martha Crawford from Lockheed Martin. Beth Gillette from Valley Community Foundation, which I also want to give Beth a shout out because not only does she do funding with Junior Achievement, but the past 2 years, Beth and I have worked together to fund special events for Field Day at Irving School. So last year they paid for the Wildlife Encounters, and this year they let me write a grant and they're paying for a BMX action bike show that has a positive non-bullying message. sure who he works for, he can come on up. Mark Izzo, my best friend, Mark Matt of Derby Public Works, he was unable to make it, but I also, if the mayor was still here, I wanted to give a shout out to them because Derby has been really flexible with letting their employees help us. Jim Gilday, I think I might work for him too, Bigelow T. And my friend Steve Carter from All Star Transportation, who is also always wonderful to Irving Elementary School. And then, Brenda, you want to come too? Because she then all will represent all the students from Derby High School that do my K through 2 program. So I just want to thank all of you because I know that some of you, especially some of these gentlemen here, might feel that I have kind of, I don't want to say hassled you into volunteering, but some of the gentlemen may have been voluntold that they were working for me, for junior team, but they have, you all do a fabulous job, and the kids love every one of you. I just want to say that the positive feedback that the kids give about these gentlemen right here is amazing. If you walk through Irving and you ask any child, who's your JA teacher? They'll say something like, Mr. Izzo, and he's so much fun, or Mr. Gilday, and he brings tea, and he's a great timer. The kids, I went up and I asked what Dr. Conway did, and they were like, he's a really fun guy. There's nothing but positive. So please come by anytime and ask the kids how they enjoy junior achievement.
The last thing that I will say is that I did tell all of them that I was going to do an informal observation on them using the teacher evaluation instrument. Mr. Izzo was the first one up, and he snuck out of the building faster than ever that day. So.
And yeah, all of you, if I could get anybody's phone number, because I am always looking for volunteers.
I'm not judging. Very nice.
I shall volunteer you.
All right, everybody, ready? Ready, 1, 2, 3, and then don't go. Hold on. No judging. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right, you're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and that for junior achievement to work with just such so many wonderful people and supportive from Dr. Conway to we just talk Candy and I started 13 years ago, and that's what makes it work because everyone here really cares about the kids, and we so appreciate that partnership and all of your involvement. And we are committed for the next couple of years to really focus on working more with Derby. We've talked about it. And just bringing all these wonderful programs, working with you. Thanks.
If we could please, everybody, give Ms. Candace LaBelle a big hand, too.
Okay. Item number 4, subcommittee reports. I know I can speak for our plant subcommittee. We did reschedule our meeting until April 10th. Ended up being a snow night, actually. It was the night of the All City Concert as well, initially. So our meeting now is on April 10th. And again, the goal remains looking at the school system and trying to put together perhaps a comprehensive bid package of projects to move forward. So our meeting was rescheduled until April 10th at the high school. If there's any other chairs here wishing to speak about their subcommittees?
Yes.
Terry.
The school committee relations and policy committee is meeting next Tuesday night at 5 p.m. March 20th. At the high school conference room. And next March 20th at 7 p.m. is the All City Concert. Anybody who's interested in that? Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice. Thanks. Anybody else? Subcommittee reports? Okay. Dr. Conway, superintendent's report.
Hey, this month under academics, we hosted on instructional rounds. For several superintendents throughout the state to visit our classrooms at both the middle school and high school with a focus on a problem of practice of small group student engagement. We reviewed our district-wide and school data as part of our accountability report that we presented on, and reviewed our needs for next-generation science standards curriculum as a district and in each school. Under human capital, the opportunity to attend the AASA Early Learning Cohort. This was our fourth meeting in 2 years, really focusing on preschool and early learning, pre-K through three. And it's a cohort of superintendents and directors nationally who are have pre-K programs in that transition from pre-K to K to two to three. Attended the AASA conference, conducted administrator mid-year evaluations, conducted interviews for the Director of Curriculum Instruction and Assessment, participated in superintendent network meeting, as well as participating in the planning for the next level superintendent network learning. Under operations, attended our fieldhouse and baseball committee meetings, participated in our policy committee meeting, budget committee meetings, made revisions to the application of the Alliance District, which will be back here for a vote on April 3rd. It is in State Department's hands right now for approval. Participated in meetings to discuss the health insurance collaborative with ACES, that is ongoing meetings. Our next one is scheduled for next week with Brown and Brown. Renovations in the high school for the advanced manufacturing are continuing. We are now waiting for really the delivery of the scheduled for the delivery of the equipment, over $850,000 in equipment from Housatonic. The auditorium seating project is still underway, going along very nicely. The next delivery and pickup is scheduled for tomorrow. Conducted the all hazards meeting to review update of emergency plans with all emergency services in the community. Conducted our school safety community forum, as you know, and held my monthly para as well as PTA labor management meetings. And under culture and climate, chaired our CAPS legislative committee meetings. Attended and testified in front of the legislature on multiple occasions this month, both the Education Committee and Appropriations Committee, as part of my role with CAPS and Chair of SCASA. Attended the CAPS Board of Directors Executive Board meeting, attended the Housing Task Force meeting, SCASA meeting, and the CAS Celebration of Arts, which was a neat night at the AquaTurf, recognizing our students that we recognized here at our COW meeting 2 weeks ago. Attended the athletic events, Derby Athletic Hall of Fame dinner, which is always a very special event. Attended the HRC event at the Senior Center today. Everybody dressed in green at the Senior Center. Pretty cool event. Had some nice corned beef, and it was real nice. And the seniors and the kids absolutely love it. So it's a great benefit for both. And participated in the Read Across America event at Irving last week.
And again, I mean, I don't want to make a habit of this, but you know, when you, I don't want to say too many nice things about him, but when you go through the report and you really look at policy meetings, budget meetings, council meetings, school events, we're trying to schedule a meeting with his calendar, and when you just really take into account how many nights he's out, and then you factor in events like the Hall of Fame dinner, and you see how many Saturdays and Sundays he's out, you know, really, you know, do want to express, you know, appreciation for just how integrated the superintendent is in the community. And again, I clearly spends more time in Derby than he does in of his neck of the woods. So again, appreciation and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, administrator's report. Mr. Nardone, start with you, sir. Are there any questions for Mr. Nardone? We'll just ask one quick question. The evaluation of the chillers, control air, I mean, are we still?
Next, they're coming back during the April shutdown to do some more testing and evaluation. The process they're going through, they need the building closed to do, and they don't want to do it after hours.
Okay. And then if I thank you for this, so April, if it makes sense. If I could also ask, and I see it's mentioned here, 172 seats out for repair at the auditorium, 100 returned.
Process is going very well. They're scheduled for a pickup tomorrow.
So when do you anticipate that being
it's going to be done before graduation. We have to have it done before graduation in case of rain.
We're actually shooting for the early June because of any concerts and anything else that they want to use the auditorium for, so.
Okay.
May, early June?
That was our plan, was. Hopefully there'll be no delays or anything like that, but we don't anticipate any right now.
I apologize, a few months back you had a question about something outside.
The bricks, right? The bricks in front of Brown School.
The bricks, did you ever get your answer to that?
Not sure.
I'm sorry, I need to put you on the spot, okay.
You put me on the spot.
I apologize, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just wanted to make sure you got your answer, I apologize.
Yes, probably.
Okay, Technology Department, Board, Board of Education, report, Kostas.
Good evening. Make this brief, website project's still on its way. We are expected to have a clickable site either Monday or Tuesday. It's moving forward, it's going great. Continuation of the e-rate preparation. We're going to continue the installation of the projectors here in the C floor of the middle school. Something you guys keep hearing about is the anti-bullying software. I keep talking about this a lot. I've been here a little over a year now, and working with the 1-1 program, I really see the importance of the anti-bullying software and the importance of student safety. I keep bringing forward names of companies and keep working with these companies to learn more about the products. About 8 weeks ago, a company called Bark announced that they are going completely free for public education, actually for education. They went 100% free. And what Bark does is it does not only word analysis of the whole Google suite, it also does picture analysis. One of the case studies they had, a student sent a threat to school and it was in a picture. It decrypted the words in the picture and saw the weapon in the picture and notified authorities. And they were able to actually reach out directly to the FBI and squash the threat. So this tool in the last 8 weeks has just absolutely exploded. I was unable to get through to the company, and thankfully for Mr. Ciccarini, he had a contact at Orange Public Schools where one of their representatives lives in Warren, and goes, their kids go to the schools in Orange, who Mr. Chick got me in contact with, and we were able to get the software installed. And it was installed today, and it is starting to run analytics on our students' G Suite accounts.
That's awesome.
So if a student is to send a threat in a picture, it'll detect it. It doesn't have to be typed. So see how it goes. It's free, so that's a big win. Moving on, we're still searching for our network candidate. We're down to 2 candidates. Continuation of server maintenance always continues. This month on the one-to-one report, I included the year numbers. So far this year, we've had 410 repairs. 277 repairs were returned in the same day. 133 had extensive repairs. The numbers are getting better as the year goes on. So.
Yeah, sixth grade's still out of control.
We're working on it.
Any questions on the technology report?
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Approval of minutes. Secretary.
The Board of Education approved the minutes from the following meetings: February 8th, 2018, board meeting, and March 6th, 2018, committee of the whole.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Borelli, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Izzo.
Board of Education approved the financial report for the period through February 28, 2018, as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Marcuccio, any discussion? Mr. Izzo.
Okay, so you've had a few days to go through the report. I don't know if there's any questions, but I'll just give you a real quick drive through here. Position really much has stayed the same as the prior months. I don't see anything. Again, it's all about the special education. just got another one. It was a student who's has some issues that we're going to have to put out. And, you know, it's only it's a limited basis, but it's $17,000 we didn't plan on. I haven't budgeted, but it's just that they have to go to a special place for a couple of weeks. So these are the things we fight every day. But overall, I think we're okay. The spend down process is certainly going on at the schools. Again, I rely on the secretarial support, and I will say that the support of all four schools is outstanding. The administration staff there, the Mary Lou and Angela and Holly and Kelly do an outstanding job. And basically, they have to because they're an extension. I can't be everywhere. My staff can't be everywhere. So they do a great job with managing the budget, spending down, they understand the budget report. So again, we're starting that in earnest now. You know, next thing I know, it'll be June. So we're spending the money down. So again, there's nothing I'm concerned about right now. I think we're in financially really good shape. The excess cost money, we'll talk about that. The first slug of money did arrive. We'll talk about that as we get down to the presentation. So. Overall, just a couple of things to highlight on the grant side. Let me just go back a little bit, Dr. Conway, please. Thank you. So, as Dr. Conway mentioned, the, you're playing with me, huh?
No.
I'm just confused.
So, as Dr. Conway said, I gotta be honest, it's a little frustrating here. We're in March, and we're still waiting for $2 million worth of Alliance, and we're very grateful for our Alliance funding, our PSD funding. But I'm sitting here handcuffed that I have $2 million of money that I'm waiting to get, Alliance money and PSD money, because they're still approving our grant package. So we have to go through the motions and get it done, but I'm really happy to see my Alliance and PSD grant money come through. So again, I think we have a good relationship. We have a new person in the turnaround office that we're working with. I think she's done a good job. She turns things around quickly when we need something. So. It's just a matter of waiting for the release of those funds. Dr. Conway said we'll hope look for that in the next week or so, next couple weeks, get that done. The good news is on our excess cost, I was saying it would be around $300,000, so it's $292,533. That's the initial calculation from the state. Again, we got into this a little bit. That's based upon last year's special ed costs, and then it's the excess cost or the excess money that we get from the state in the form of grant. It's $292,000. What we usually do is give you about 3/4 of the money now, and then they firm up those excess cost numbers again as we go through the year. So we'll get our second slug of money in May. It should be balanced, so we should be about $292,000. So right now, the city has received $220,000 worth of excess costs. Those funds come to the Board of Education, so we'll get those funds. Where we at? We're applying for the Smart Start grant, so that's $150,000 a year. That's paying for 2 classroom teachers. So that's 19 and 20, so I'm working with Allie on that. Get that done. That's due April 2nd, so we'll get that done. It's just a reapplication of a very extensive application package where we got the construction money and the first 2 years of the funds. IDA grant is due on 5/10, so that is way, that one outpaces everything. That thing is, that's for next year's money, but we're doing the grant now. The good news is, the bad news is it's a very thick package. The good news is it's all electronic, so it makes it a lot easier now. So I think Shelly and I have it down. So we're going to do that. So that is due by 5/10.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
So the excess cost grant is expected to be 292. And when we would have set the budget last year, we would have used an estimate of what we were going to receive in this year. So how does the 292 compare to what we estimated?
Well, here's what we do with, we budget, again, there's some different philosophies when you talk to different boards. What we do is we budget full up. So I don't budget, I plan on nothing coming in. We budget on zero coming in for the excess cost money. Okay, so I don't plan on that. But we know in our mind, I kind of know what the money's gonna be. I know next year it's gonna be a little bit higher because we have a higher number of students, but then there's certain things that go into the form that might change. Next year we can figure around 300,000, maybe a little bit more. But the bottom line is, I don't budget that money coming in. Now what's happening now is
that budget it going up?
That's right. So if I budget, I budget 100%. I don't budget that credit money coming in. So that money comes in on top of the money the city uses.
Understood. So then in theory, is that surplus money? Or are you saying if our special education expenditures, just a quick math we do, are 8.3 million, you only put 8 million in there because you think you're going to get 300,000.
No, I put the 8.3. I budget full up. I budget what I think we're going. I budget like.
So then, is that 292,000 not a surplus then?
Well, it would be, but every year we've used up all that money to cover students that come in.
I understand that. So in this current year.
Yes.
have you spent more than what the board budgeted for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
How much more?
We're right now about 2.25 over.
Okay.
225.
So you're 225
so
over, we're getting 292.
I'm covering right now.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
So in theory, if there's no other special education costs, and I get there maybe there's still 3 months, there's 70,000
surplus. Correct. That's correct.
I don't have a problem with that.
No,
I'm just trying to understand.
You're spot on.
Okay.
Spot on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And just for clarification, so when we say special excess costs to cover special education costs, that's not all. That's a fraction of the special education costs. It's only covering the amount that we spend up and above 4.5 times the cost of a regular ed student plus special education costs. So when we have overspent $54,000, so we have to spend $12,000, for example, on a regular student. Once we hit 54, that's when they start adding up the excess cost dollars that they give you the following year. So we're still responsible for that gap between the 12 and the 54. We're still responsible, on our own. The excess cost covers the dollars above that.
And then what happens too is then the state looks at all the excess costs and usually we'll get about 50% of the delta
yes.
when that calculus gets all done.
Yeah.
So the state looks at everybody, goes across the whole board and says, okay, we only have this amount set for excess costs, but here's how it gets filtered out.
You're not gonna get dollar for dollar.
No. Over the excess.
We have a pool of money,
right.
We have this many districts,
and that's it.
We divvy it up. So what you get, you get.
The dollars above what, Mark?
What's that?
That's $17,000.
Dollars above the $54,000.
Is that for a new student?
So we're only getting reimbursed for anything over $54,000, not the special education cost.
That was already in our system.
Yes.
That's per child.
To Jimmy's point, is that $290,000? Now, Mark, is that for the remainder of the year? Or?
No. I think it's just a short term.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's going to be in and out.
Budget for rent expense.
54.
We have 7,000.
So it's actually 66. So 54,000 represents the four and a half times. So
right.
If our per pupil cost is for easy, simple purposes here, it's $12,000. It's
right.
Actually more like $12,500
or
whatever.
Yeah.
So just 12,000. We have to spend 66,000 total, the 12
right.
plus the 54, before we are eligible for any money in excess cost to reimburse us.
And then from there, the delta gets calculated and then it gets 50% or whatever that final allocation is, and then we get our costs off that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay.
Got it.
So that's it basically as far as, just
to go over that again.
Okay, just real quick, because I know we have a lot of things on our plate tonight. So really there's nothing else to report as far as financial summary goes. In fact, I need to come back and talk about our proposed budget transfer. So we should, if you want to do that, we can do that now and do food service and come back and do the budget transfer. Whatever your pleasure. Let's do food service and then go back.
Okay.
There's one transfer I want to talk about. Okay. So we can go back, that time we can just keep going. The financials for food service. And then we'll come back to the transfer. Thank you. Okay, so food service this month, we actually, again, as you know, Sal's explained to me a few times, there's some grant money that does come through after the first of the year. So you can see that we had a very good month, we're 10,000 plus. So right now for the year, we're 21,000 plus. Again, Sal's paid a lot of the bigger bills. A lot of our supplies are coming through, are there. So now we'll start getting more revenue in, more grant money will come through. And then, so right now we're at 21,000. So I think, we should expect, we use that 60,000 as our gauge. I think Sal and I are pretty comfortable with that. Right, Sal?
Yeah.
You with me?
Okay, so here in life, we slide down a little bit. It still says bank account balance 3918. In approximately in November, and it might have been October the month before. I mean, not that long ago, it was $128,000
right.
and $130,000. I know I keep asking every meeting, but when does that, I mean, we should still be at $130,000 surplus.
Well,
is it because, I just want to understand, is it because we've had to use bank account money to pay for programs until we get the grants?
Right, so, yes, very good.
And so you expect?
It's timing, yes.
Okay,
so
you do expect to be back to 130-ish?
Sure, oh yeah, without a doubt. we're shooting for, we're going to get back there. Okay, because at the end of the year, if you remember last year, we ended up the year about 100 and change over. Okay, so I expect that money, this will go on top of that. So it's a timing now of the money coming in. So I fully expect, so yeah, it's an ebb in the flow.
Understood. Fair enough. I just want to confirm.
No,
okay.
That's a good question. You always ask good questions, sir.
Thank you. Are there any further questions on the item number 8, financial report? Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, budget transfer. Madam Secretary.
Motion that the Board of Education approve the budget transfer as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Kirka, any discussion?
Okay, Dr. Conway, if we can go down two more pages in this little schedule here. I want to hear it right here. So here what we do, and we talked about this with the budget for FY19, we start out assuming that we're going to have in-school substitute teachers for the year. So what happens is we also give the administrators the option to go out and use the intern program, Sacred Heart, UB. They found it very effective. I know Marty's been using it at the high school the past couple of years. Mr. Chicarini's been happy with the intern program. So we've been using that. So what we're gonna do is Mr. Pascal has a very good candidate, Sacred Heart, my alma mater, to come in for the second half of the year. So that's why you only see the 7,800. So what we like to do is roll. We need to take 7,800 and transfer it from the substitute line and put it into the intern program line. We signed a contract with the school. So the student will be here with us on site from January through June.
And is there anything, any budget adjustment that needs to be made in the budget for next year? For this?
Right now, no, because I don't know if the student's going to return.
Got
so
it.
Right now, I have everything budgeted full up for substitutes, and then as need be, we can transfer the money. So they wanted me to sign the contract obligating the student for now. I said I can't do that because I can't obligate funds beyond June. So most likely, Mr. Gilday, we'll see the student return, but I didn't make any commitment beyond 7,800.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 10, budget adoption. Madam Secretary.
Motion the Board of Education adopt its FY19 budget for submission to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools. Sorry.
So we discussed this at the COW meeting. We put it out for any questions. We'll ask the board if there are any further questions, any discussion, any dialogue. So my question is twofold. One, I still would like to see the request I had about the breaking it out, taking out the receivables and the grants and being able to show us what the city's contribution is versus the ECS grant to get some kind of idea of the, really what the, my guess is that'll be a guide for what we're actually gonna get is for what the city would give us.
You're right. This was the question about the ECS money.
Yes, sir.
The city part of it, and then top of that, the grant funds.
So I don't need that to vote on the budget, me personally, but I still would like to keep that in the forefront, though.
Right, and I will. I have that on my to-do list. I'm sorry, I didn't put it in here.
Sorry.
No, but I will include that in somewhere along the line. I'll include that. We do provide a budget book to the vote. I will put that in my budget book. So that will be in there. Do you want it in the book or just?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you guys present the budget. I'd like to know it.
Okay, so that
I'd like the board to know.
Sure, yeah. Definitely. Sure. Okay, we can work that up. I will provide that.
Okay, so then another question is on page 5. Are you asking the board, is there a superintendent recommendation? Because I see two different total bottom line figures. I see 590,515 at 3.21 can increase, or I see 18,930,035 in red with 540,229 increase. So my guess is, we have to vote on one of those figures this evening.
I just want to provide the board, Dr. Conway and I want to provide the board, there was some discussion on, there's always, will be, and there will be a discussion with the vote about the contingency. Our recommendation is the 3.21, so I have one contingency in there. So if a student does come into the district, we have that ability. That will give us a 3.21. If we remove that one contingency and say, hey, we're only gonna budget for exactly who we know today, we're gonna run a 2.94. The danger with that would be is that if that student does come in, we're gonna be
no, I understand. And here, and again, I'm just, in my mind though, right, I remember, you're budgeting nothing, right, for the excess cost grant. And this year, we're getting $294,000. Next year, it's estimated to be more.
Right.
This year, as it exists right now, we have $70,000 surplus.
Well, right now, you do, yeah.
I agree with 90 days left to go in the school system. So I guess my point, or my thought is, it's a little hard for me to budget that consistent, that knowing there's an excess cost grant coming in, that's potentially going to be $300,000
next year. And that's why I put this out there.
Doesn't that $292,000 cover that person, just as an example?
In this particular year, we've had students, high-ticket students leave. I've had tickets to students come out. We're plus up about two this year, three now. So but the mix has also changed. So luckily, this year so far, it looks like, again, 90 days to go, we're going to cover. There's been other years where excess, the even with the excess cost funds, we still didn't cover it. There was
so
a delta.
More excess cost coming in after the 292?
No.
That's it?
That's it, 292.
Yeah, but the 292 is this fiscal year.
This fiscal year.
Next fiscal year, are you expecting
approximately 300,000. You can never tell because the formula changes, right? I don't know how much the state's going to give us. So assuming 50%, assuming 4.5 times our normal expenses, right? That's what we assume.
So have you been using that? That's what we've been using to cover excess kids that come, that be like the
contingencies.
We've been using that money to cover contingencies. If we had less kids, we right. would have that whole
you'd
amount
have,
of money.
You'd have a contingency plus, yeah. right. So that, again, it's just a question of, and I wanted to put it on the table tonight, is that this is a board's decision to make, okay? But just know that if we, you know, again, if we get an extra student in here, and this is very, as you know, you've been here longer than I've been, but as I've seen here in my 4 years, this stuff changes overnight. These things just change overnight. And these things can be a swing of $100,000, $150,000 bill, God forbid. But this is the way it goes. And we, again, have to afford these students an education. So.
Well, we have that money to cover it.
I'm more conservative. If you ask my recommendation, I'd recommend 3.21%. I think this is my personal opinion. We've gone through this line by line. I think this is a very austere budget. There's very little in there for supplies. Actually, supplies are straight. We're not adding staff. There's a little bit of a change with 0.2 ELL, and then we're taken out, and then we have a position that we eliminated, or a classroom that Mr. Ciccarini is no longer, will be there next year. So again, that's my opinion, but.
And also with the security enhancements, there's no line for that, no room.
No.
Right in the recent.
Now, the thing is with security, I'm hoping, you know, and again, Dr. Conway is certainly in touch with what's going on in the state. We're hoping that there's more security money. You know, you remember we did have a security grant that got denied by the state. We didn't get that $175,000. So we're certainly hoping that grant money will come back through, in light of the recent incidents in security. We certainly have a list of things we'd like to get done. But right now, you're right, there's nothing in here in our operating budget to do anything as far as that goes. Now, we'll maintain a camera, but we can't put in camera systems in. I can't buy a new server. This is just maintaining what we have. This budget is basically maintaining what we have to status quo. It's not going to do anything new, anything, you know, exciting. The grant money helps us out. Yes, it does. But again, that money is, you know, we spend money on there for our salaries and whatever else goes into the grant. So we're blessed to have that money from the state and federal government. But I'm just really uncomfortable here. And again, based on what I've seen in my only 4 years here and this whole process of special education, and again, it's something I think that Dr. Conway has worked with the state to try to address a better way to fund special education, but the system we have now will be the system we have next year, so.
But this is, every year this is the biggest topic of conversation. You know what I said at the meeting about that? I don't agree with the 3-2-1 because we're getting the 292 and even more next year to cover. How many contingencies does the 3, does the 294 include?
Zero. That's exactly.
So you're saying it's just the one.
When I tell you it's status quo, it's the
students. The safety net is the 292.
Not if you go through the 292.
You can burn that in 2 students.
We're going to go through the 292 by the number of students that we receive then.
Yeah.
So the other thing to consider just
to get more kids.
Yeah. Because right now our just in the last 4 years we've increased our special education percent in the district by 3%. It's literally gone from 13% to the 16% now as a district in just 4 years.
16.4%.
I just think this, my point is the same as it's always been. If the city's nice enough to give us that money back, we don't, a lot of cities don't get that money back.
True.
You know, so if they didn't give us that $292 back, we'd really be pushing it. So, I mean, I think to be fair to the city, we go with the $294. That's just my opinion. I just think that, you know, we know we're going to get that money. There's no chance we're not going to get that $292. We're going to get that, right?
Well, in some amount of money, if there's some district has a big blow-up, bigger district than us, they can suck more of that money. Maybe we won't get $292. Maybe we won't get 50%. I don't know, you know, who knows? You asked me my opinion.
But I mean, the thing is, we're funding all those kids 100%. So, you know, it's nice enough for the city to give us that money back. So,
does anybody else wish to weigh in, ask any questions? I mean, we do have to, and I'll just put my two cents out there. I mean, it would be, so we make a motion on a budget that doesn't have a figure, right? Though, right? We have two different figures, and I mean, to me,
it would just
have a singular figure. So I guess for lack of a better way, I mean, I guess the board kind of has to weigh in if the majority of the board wants the 3.21 or if the majority of the board wants 2.94. So we kind of, for the motion, you know, the motion should read the Board of Education adopts fiscal year 19 budget with, yeah, 3.21%, right?
The opposite of what I said, though,
I would say the dollar amount.
Maybe they're going to come back and say we've got to cut something. So, I mean, that would be something we would get back.
Fair, that's good. Okay, well, that's fair. And to go on with
3.21. I think.
They've never given us the contingency.
From what I'm hearing, the city is not in good shape this year.
That's what I was just going to ask. They never gave us a contingency line item.
We tried.
No. Or
the spend. Yeah. We tried to.
I've been here.
They wouldn't do it.
So then what Ted's recommendation, which is to go into 3.21, the superintendent's recommendation, and then that would be something we would cut out.
We would cut out.
Does anybody have any issues with that? Okay, so Ms. Snell, would you revise your motion to read the 3.21?
That the Board of Education adopt its fiscal year 19 budget at 3.21 for submission to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation as recommended by the superintendent.
May I just ask a question?
You're halfway home, Mark.
I already read the motion. Right there.
Might be better budget going the dollars versus the percentage increase.
Okay.
I think the dollars is more solid.
Okay.
It'll take out any
going in at
any buzz off the peach, right?
Yes.
980321.
I had forgotten who made the second to that, the original second.
Nobody did.
The original one.
Nobody.
Nobody
did.
Okay, here we go.
Nobody did.
There you go.
Okay, so now, motion that the Board of Education adopt its FY19 budget in the amount of $18,980,321 for submission to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
A motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Foley, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay.
I'd like to thank the Finance Committee for working with me, getting through this, Dr. Conway's support, and the board's support. So the next step will be to get this to the city. The package, the book, will go out to the city. They want a little bit more information, so I'll provide that. The board, of course, will get a copy of that too, a hard copy, and that'll be going to City Hall before I leave.
Thank you very much for all the work.
329, because we're off Good Friday. The City Hall is closed Good Friday, so we have an obligation to get it there before April 1st. So I'll get it there that Thursday before. I'll probably get it there next week. To vote, they're asking us for dates. It'll be sometime the latter part of Dr. Conway and I like to kind of go toward the end of the month instead of the beginning. So probably we've asked for a date in late.
Normally one of the last presentations.
We were trying to go to the last Thursday in April.
Item number, so we have moved, thank you Mark, very nice, enjoy. We have moved item 11 up previously and completed that item. If I could have one point of order on item 12, I just want to refer to the Madam Vice Chair. So if we actually did not have a first read on this, correct?
We did not.
No, we didn't. Because it was going back to the policy committee for review, but our policy committee is canceled on Tuesday, so.
Would you like to table this?
We're going to table it and bring it back and table it.
Okay. Okay, so item number 12 would be tabled.
All right, I still need a motion.
I don't, I just want to make sure everyone gets that.
Still make this motion?
Okay, well, you're going to make a motion to table.
Oh, I'm going to make a motion that the Board of Education table the motion and then read that motion. Yes? Okay, sorry, excuse me. Motion that the Board of Education table the motion to review policy. Table policy 6146.
Okay, very good.
Graduation requirements as the second read and adoption as recommended by the policy committee.
A motion has been made to second the, to table the review of policy 6146. Is there a second? Ms. Borelli, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 13.
Motion that the Board of Education review policy 9271, Code of Ethics, as a second read and adoption as recommended by the bylaws committee.
Okay, and again, no changes, I think, right, Ms., Madam Secretary? Madam Vice Chair, we just wanted to have it current and be updated. A motion has been made, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Harris, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 14, Madam Secretary.
Motion, the Board of Education authorize the grant application with the Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Motion has been made, is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Borelli, any discussion? Doc?
This is a grant that they're at this time calling a responsive grant through the Valley Community Foundation that Yale Griffin Research Center is applying for. As part of the application process, they had to reach out to us to see if, once they do receive it, that we would entertain and support partnering with them in the grant to look at students with chronic health conditions. It would never be student data, it would simply be about health conditions that exist within our population that we're aware of. No student data here, obviously. But we don't have the full scope of the project at this point until the grant comes back written and approved. So, but they needed our permission that we would entertain being, partnering with them so that they could write the grant.
So when you say health issue, I mean, do they reach out to our students?
No, we're, it's chronic health conditions that exist, that we're aware of, that exist within the district. So not by student, just different chronic health conditions that we're aware of in the district.
So again, that just clarifies, so they're not reaching out or talking with students or parents in any way, shape, or form? They may, they want to work with the school system to, let's say, identify, you know, we have 12 students who have chronic asthma, six, things like that, so they're.
That is correct.
So they want access to numbers, not specific data.
That is aggregate numbers.
And that would be through the nurse at the school?
Correct.
Any further discussion? Motion has been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So it looks like item 15 is informational, there is no motion listed. Doc?
So just an update, as you learned prior, I had reached out to Major General Martin, head of the Connecticut National Guard, and our most senior general in the National Guard in the country. And we had a nice dialogue about, does it make sense to explore the use of National Guardsmen in schools? And just for image purposes, this is not somebody in combat uniform with combat boots walking our hallways or perimeter, and, but more of the recruiter type, which could even be plain clothes, you know, individual in our schools, as an extra set of eyes for security in our schools. So it could, for us, mean filling that role of a person looking at our cameras throughout the day, to be proactive as opposed to reactive, which is how the majority of districts who have cameras use cameras. It's always after something has occurred as opposed to before something occurs. And we have spent a lot of money on cameras, both interior and exterior. It's great that I have a camera a quarter mile away to see a car coming, but I can only see it coming if I have somebody watching it. So this is an opportunity for us to now, he has brought it to his senior leadership, he has brought it to the governor. Both parties have fully supported that we engage in further planning and support of what this would look like, which would then come back to the board. So he reached out last Thursday or Friday. On Tuesday, so we agreed that we would set up a meeting on Tuesday. The snow day, I received a call from Lieutenant Colonel Gilman to set up that meeting. We set up that meeting for the 20th, next Tuesday, at 11 o'clock in that meeting, 11:30 in that meeting will be myself, principal from high school, middle school, as well as Chief Narowski and individuals from his staff to have a conversation about what this might look like if we continue. But at this particular point, we have the support of the governor and the National Guard to explore an opportunity to look at a pilot and what that looks like for Derby. And again, a lot of this is, as I did share with the chairman, if you remember back in the early 90s, SROs were a very new concept for schools. Police officers in schools were new. When you presented that to a community in the early 90s, the image was armed police officers walking hallways. And it was tough to get past that image that people had, when in reality, an SRO and a lot of federal money was out there under Cops More Grant, which is still around, for districts to begin putting SROs in schools. The SRO is really a plainclothes individual in many cases who, yes, does carry a weapon as they do by their role as a police officer, but they're there to be proactive, to talk to students, get to know students, learn about students and their families, what's going on in their lives, what other trauma are they experiencing that is leading to possibly involvement with drugs, alcohol, or other conditions. So, not to patrol in a enforcement type manner, but to learn more so we can be proactive. This would be very similar to that role, but would be a shared partnership with the National Guard. The piece for them could be recruitment. They're in our buildings today recruiting, certainly not every day, but it would be that opportunity to present a different image, a career, even if it's a side career for our students going to college. The large majority of these people don't carry guns, have never carried guns, and today on a National Guard base, you can't go on with a gun. So it's not that type of military image that that I want this particular pilot to carry. It's more that maybe plainclothes individual who's going to get to know students in a very friendly way, supportive way, but in the same time is trained in security, will have eyes on our cameras, might be cost effective to the district. So while we have initially, I have the initial figures on what a National Guardsman salary is, we will get to a point where we negotiate of what portion of that would be Derby's, if any, and go from there. Once we decide this is the role we'd like them to play and the board approves of that, and then we would go back with a memorandum of understanding with the National Guard. And again, it's simply a concept right now that will evolve over conversations. And anybody who wishes to attend on Tuesday at 11:30, more than welcome. We are actually going to meet at the high school in Mr. Pascal's office so that everybody, the Lieutenant Colonel, and anybody else that he brings with him can get a real good understanding of the vision and the campus initially to begin such a partnership. So that's just an update at this point. And again, if you think of things and have questions about it, and especially things, if you can't be there on Tuesday that you'd like me to ask at the table, certainly feed me those questions, because we're really in the infancy stages of concept now of what this might look like.
Questions?
I'm sorry, what time is that?
11:30.
11:30.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
And our, is our, I apologize, I think I left early. Did we set dates for the school and the school safety subcommittee to review any of our policies or
yes,
not our policies? You did?
That, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we set it.
I can get that.
Thank you.
School safety is the 27th, 6:30.
Thank you.
At the central office. And then also there was a negotiation on the 29th as well. So I talked to talk about that too.
27th?
The 29th.
When's the school?
The school safety security is 27th.
6:30.
6:30. Right? 6:30?
Yeah, okay.
Expulsion is the 26th.
Correct.
Yeah,
and Dan.
Because we'll all be there on the 26th.
Cindy is asking if
we
could
do it all on the 26th.
Could do it after the expulsion hearing.
Sure.
Instead of doing 26th.
So we're out one night that week. Are you agreeable to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work
for everyone who may want to go?
Oh, wait, Monday. There was something.
On the 26th, we don't
have
an expulsion hearing.
Yeah, that too. Okay.
On the 27th, the same subcommittee scheduled a meeting to review some, start the review process.
We're talking about the safety meeting now.
Yeah. 26th, so, but
do
you want to move it with it?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a consideration, as with all expulsion hearings, and with this one as of late this afternoon, there is a possibility that date gets changed, that's all. But that's with every expulsion hearing. But that's
a yes. Well, if it gets changed, then
we'll know very soon. So we'll know by early next week if that's
okay.
Going to change.
Okay.
Fair enough. Item number 16. Again, appears informational. Dr. Conway.
Yes, just an informational update on the athletic complex building committee. That project continues in its planning and its schedule. We had the pre-bid meeting on yesterday, on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the athletic fields. This is for the football field, soccer fields, track, and softball field. So the contractors that are going to be bidding on the completion of this project all had a mandatory pre-bid meeting before they submit their bids at the fields yesterday. So that will be shoveling the ground. Mid-April, so we're very excited about that project to begin as well. There will be a subsequent groundbreaking ceremony for that project as well. So, but it's moving along very quickly now.
I see you have the town clerk submitting invitations on your behalf. Really
yes, awesome. Yeah. We are trying to get the word out. We
very
did
nice.
Send the mailing out today. If you happen to get it tomorrow, if you could just give me a heads up, you did receive it, so I know people are receiving the letters, but you know, several letters went out yesterday to all, many people on our boards and commissions within the city to invite them to Mondays at 1 o'clock.
Very nice.
Who will be putting the shovel in the ground?
We will have several shovels. Several shovels with a nice pile of dirt.
Gotcha. Item number 17, Madam Secretary.
Motion that the Board of Education enter into executive session to review the appointment list and to discuss a request for an extended leave of absence, and the superintendent of schools is invited to attend.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Foley, there are two items to discuss in executive session. Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are in executive session.
Before that.
It was cake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before that. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Right.
Yes.